You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things as these, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Here ends the reading. Having talked recently about living not as slaves of the law, but in gospel freedom, we now hear Paul speaking about what it looks like to live in this gospel freedom. Contrary to what many believe and how many live, it does not mean do whatever you want. We spoke before the first use of the law. Now we come to what is called by some the third use of the law, the call to obedience. The second use of the law shows us our sin and our need for the Savior, Jesus Christ. In newfound freedom in Christ, we now ask, how are we to live freed by the gospel? Our reading for today describes the new life in Christ. Simply put, St. Paul states that we are to walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. He describes the works of the flesh in an exhaustive list, including but not limited to sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions. Sadly, we stand convicted by Paul and Holy Scripture as we are still sinful human beings. This list of works of the flesh drive us to our Savior as we pray the common Orthodox Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. More positively, Paul describes the works of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Paul goes on, however, exhorting us, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit, not conceited, not provoking one another, keeping watch on ourselves, bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ, which is, love one another as I have loved you. John 13:34. Our Lenten journey might very well focus on walking by the Spirit more fully and more carefully. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. A suggested Lenten response for the day: choose one work of the flesh and one work of the Spirit on which to focus during Lent.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.